local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, all that and a whole lot more coming up this hour on Mobile Mornings. We'll add Dr. Bill's full forecast in the mix, plus Captain Bobby joins us for the fishing report at the end of the hour. Right now, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on FM Talk 106.5.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, not a bad start so far as you're traveling in from Baldwin County along the Bayway and the Causeway. We do have some older accidents at McCrary Road and Courtly Lane in Sims. Still waiting for the record at Coosa McLeod Road and Marshall Road at 8 Mile and Highway 43 in Salco. Also waiting for the records. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you can get the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing for up to 60 months or $6,200 in savings. Model 8377. See their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and mild temperatures. Highs will be in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama. Yeah, give you a heads up on it, too. We'll talk a little bit more about this on Midday Mobile today, but these men have been on the show with us two different times. The Fight or Die, O-A-R, the Fight or Die team that's trying to become the first American team to row across the Atlantic Ocean. They're in this Talisker Whiskey rowing competition. This is a thing that's been going on a while, that teams row across the Atlantic. They don't sail. They're in rowboats. Mm. Now, I think their rowboats like 23, 24 feet long. And these four vets, one of them, Bryant Knight from here in Mobile, in this team, are rowing across the Atlantic. They thought they were telling me, I like it too, because they're all special forces guys. They said, yeah, we'll set the record. Because it's like 31 days or something. And listen, these men can probably do it. Not only are they rowing across the Atlantic to win, but also they are the subjects of a lot of tests going on for PTSD. And they are hooked up. They're basically lab rats for some research being done out of Colorado State University. And so it's really neat. Their story is very compelling. If you go to our Facebook page, you can see some of our interviews, go back in the podcast and listen to them. But on the Midday Show, I'll try to bring you up to date and tell you more about. They have a tracking. There's an app out there you can use to track the team as it crosses the Atlantic. Cool stuff. But Bryant Knight, one of the four, and he's from right here in Mobile. They trained here in Mobile Bay, Dolphin Island, at a Buccaneer Yacht Club.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, that is a tough competition. Some thoughts and prayers with them as they start that journey. Because they're taking, what, two-hour shifts on and off where they get to sleep for maybe 2 hours if they can fall asleep.
Yes.
And the other three guys, Alex Evans from Evansville, Indiana, which perfect for his last name. Bo Meyer, he's out of Cody, Wyoming. And then Christopher Kuntz from Powell, Wyoming. Those guys, along with Bryant Knight from right here in Mobile, they started their journey yesterday.
Yeah, it's cool stuff. So Godspeed to them, and we'll keep you up to date with their progress going forward. You can look for Fight O-A-R, Die, Fight or Die, on social media. I know they're on Facebook and on Twitter. I think it's a hashtag on Twitter, and just search Fight or Die on Facebook.
Yeah, and one more thing, usvetrow.org. You can get there by searching Fight or Die, O-A-R, Die. But you can donate to their cause, to post-traumatic stress disorder and their cause, you know, rowing across the Atlantic. There's an easy way to donate right there on the website.
Oh, anyone who knows a vet is not surprised by this, because their heart and love and sacrifice and commitment to not only finishing it, but breaking some records. That's pretty, that goes hand in hand, like an oar to a rowboat.
Yeah, I was wondering who on there, when I was talking to him, was going to be like, remember actual history of the Vikings, or like every Gary Larson cartoon that would always have the people rowing the boat, and then like the Viking guy with the horned hat going faster. And I remember one Gary Larson, somebody was like, Jim, I have a blister, or something like that.
But yeah, they're rowing across the Atlantic, so Godspeed to those.
Did you sing? Are you going to sing Row, Row, Row Your Boat to them?
Not a chance. But I am going to do everything you can other than that to show my support. 10 minutes after 7 o'clock and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good stuff. Good morning, everyone. Be sure to check our Twitter feeds now because there is some satsumas waiting for your smiles. 7:10 right now. We begin in our Stop it, Sean. He's taking a picture. The satsuma is on the microphone. Okay. Because we're really into this.
You have posed a satsuma on the microphone.
That's pretty cute. I think so. Check it out at Kelly K2K Finley or at FM Talk 106.5 or at Dalton Orwig. Did I nail it?
You nailed it.
Thank you. We begin in our state capitol this morning as Governor Kay Ivey is implementing changes 1 month before she kicks off her first full term as governor. We now know that Adam Thompson has been promoted from appointments director to deputy chief of staff for policy. Liz Fillmore will serve as deputy chief of staff for administration. Both will report to chief of staff Steve Pelham. Catherine Gail Thrash, she is now appointed to appointments director, and William Fillmore, he will continue as legislative liaison and will also add on the title of Director of Local Government Relations. All of these appointments, they take effect December the 16th, and they now join former Congressman Joe Bonner, who is now the new senior advisor. Governor says Adam, Liz, Catherine, Gail, and William are valuable assets to my staff, and I look forward to continue working alongside them to better serve the state of Alabama. When I started reading those names, I was thinking of, you know how when you list all the reindeers?
Yes.
You know? I mean, it's just so succinct. But this is awesome. Great news for all four of them and for our state as we continue to move it forward into the new legislative session. If you attend Virginia College as a student or perhaps you taught classes there, information sessions are now being planned around the state to assist with your next academic or professional move. The Alabama Career Center System will host the degree and training program through the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act. They will have these information gatherings available for you, and you can also learn how you can receive a full or partial funding for 2 or 4 year degree programs and vocational training. And the good news is if you are an employee, you'll also learn how to access benefits like mortgage assistance and unemployment insurance. Virginia College announced last week that they were closing their locations across the country, which impacts 1,100 students here in the state of Alabama. So about those informational sessions that are close to maybe perhaps where you live, the Mobile Career Center is located at 515 Spring Hill Plaza Court. So Thursday, December 27th, and then Thursday, January the 3rd, both at 2 p.m. Go there. Ask your questions. Get your information. All students should call ahead to reserve a spot. It is free of charge. The phone number, 251-461-4146. 251-461-4146. Best of luck to you. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, and you can keep those satsuma pictures coming to the text line. We're having fun with those this morning. 343-0106.
Everyone has that one person on their Christmas list that's hard to buy for. Let Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop help you out this year. Purchase a special half-gallon a month gift card that will last throughout the year. Everyone loves ice cream. Let them choose their favorite Cammie's homemade flavor each month. What a great gift! Don't forget to pick up your sugar cookie, peppermint, and eggnog ice cream for holiday gatherings. Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop on the corner of Old Shell and Florida. 49 years and still dipping.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Parents in Orange Beach are raising safety concerns about plans for a new portable campus next year. A new high school and middle school will open in Orange Beach in 2020, but with Gulf Shores splitting from the school district before that, students in Orange Beach will spend a year on a temporary campus with a new staff. Mayor Tony Kennan.
Our parents are really getting anxious. The timeline is getting short. They've got to make decisions.
The mayor says school officials should have more details for parents next month. A Northwest Florida teenager is arrested after taking authorities on a chase through Escambia County. A deputy spotted 18-year-old Jermaine Jackson driving a stolen car on Paulding Avenue. The deputy tried to pull him over, but Jackson sped off. Minutes later, he crashed. Two loaded handguns and stolen packages were found in the car. The case against a teenager accused of shooting a Mobile police officer heads to a grand jury. 18-year-old Dejon DeBose was in court Wednesday for a preliminary hearing. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hear that? That's the sound of trust, also known as the love song of a finely tuned Caterpillar engine. A sound that can get a working man's blood pumping each morning and let him sleep like a baby every night. Because he knows that Cat machine's gonna work, do its magnificent thing. It's what allows a small business to play big and helps a hard-working man keep the promises he's made to his customers and to himself. Trust, it doesn't happen overnight. It can and should take time to earn. At Thompson Tractor, we've been at it for over 60 years. With industry-leading product selection, service, and commitment. The kind you'd expect from a company that's been around. We know what you're up against. We understand your dreams. After all, we started out small ourselves. So if you want to win your customers' trust, get yourself a partner you can trust. Like Thompson Tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months on select new Cat machines. Offer good through January 31st. Visit thompsoncat.com for details.
The American Red Cross wants to thank you for your generous support. Since August, the Red Cross has responded to Hurricanes Florence and Michael, Typhoon Yutu, and the California wildfires, and many smaller disasters. Delivered immediate financial assistance for more than 5,000 households. Provided almost 200,000 overnight shelter stays, served over 3 million meals and snacks, and delivered emergency supplies to nearly 60,000 households.
716 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Glad to have you along. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Hey, heads up. You know, we're talking a lot this time of year as we are less than 2 weeks out from Christmas about buying Christmas gifts. But how about having a little extra money in your pocket to buy those Christmas gifts? Here's how you do it. Lightstream. Remember the name, Lightstream, Lightstream.com. They believe people with good credit deserve a great interest rate. You can get a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream with rates as low as 6.14% APR with auto pay, which is much lower than the national average credit card interest rate that's 19% APR. Plus, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Application 100% online, and there are no fees. This holiday season, save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Sullivan, my last name, LightStream.com, lightstream.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. 717, let's check sports. Here's Dalton.
All right, thank you, Sean. As we get ready for bowl season to begin, more players have announced their plans to enter the NFL draft. Memphis All-American running back Darrell Henderson said on Wednesday that he's leaving Memphis after his junior season to give it a shot in the pros. Henderson said that he'll be forever grateful for Memphis giving him his opportunity to chase his NFL dream. Right now, it's unclear if Henderson will play in Memphis's upcoming bowl game. Henderson is listed by ESPN's Mel Kiper Jr. as the number 3 running back for the 2019 draft class. This season, Henderson led the nation with 2,328 all-purpose yards and 22 rushing touchdowns. Ohio State defensive tackle Draymont Jones also tweeted Wednesday that he's foregoing his final season of eligibility to enter the 2019 draft. Jones indicated that he will play for the Buckeyes in the Rose Bowl, coming up against number 9-ranked Washington on January 1st. The 6'3", 286-pound Jones made the AP All-Big Ten team for the second straight year as a redshirt junior this season. Jones had 40 tackles, 8.5 sacks, 1 forced fumble, and 1 interception this year. Speaking of the NFL draft, the 2019 event will be held in Nashville. And yesterday, the league announced the 2020 draft will be held in Las Vegas, Nevada. The Raiders will become the first NFL team based in Sin City when their stadium opens before the 2020 season. As the professional leagues become more comfortable being associated with legal sports gambling, Las Vegas is rapidly becoming a go-to destination. The city welcomed its first NHL franchise last year when the Vegas Golden Knights made a run to the Stanley Cup Final. And the WNBA's Las Vegas Aces played their first season in the city this year after relocating from San Antonio. Prior to 2014, the NFL draft was traditionally held in New York City. Since then, the annual event's been held in Chicago, Philadelphia, and Dallas. In the NBA last night, the New Orleans Pelicans beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 118-114. Pelican superstar Anthony Davis dominated. He had 44 points and 18 rebounds. This coming after a game where he scored 41 points just a couple nights ago. Julius Randle pitched in 22 points for New Orleans, and Drew Holiday added 20. The Toronto Raptors currently have the best record in the NBA, and last night the Raptors beat the team favored to win this year's championship, the Golden State Warriors, 113-93, and the Raptors did it without their top player, Kawhi Leonard. Kyle Lowry had 23 points and 12 assists in the win. In a few other games from around the league, Sacramento set a franchise record with 19 three-pointers and beat Minnesota 141-130. Dallas topped Atlanta 114-107. Memphis beat Portland 92-83. Kyrie Irving led the Boston Celtics past Washington 130-125. And the Indiana Pacers beat the Milwaukee Bucks 113-97. 720 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or a corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jack.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and mild temperatures. Highs will be in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Browning's latest bolt action rifle is the innovative X-Bolt. Designed for total accuracy, the Browning X-Bolt incorporates the new three-lever feather trigger to give you the most precise feel of any factory trigger. The X-Bolt's hand chamber, free-floating barrel, and X-Lock scope mounts ensure that every shot you take stays right on target. Check out the Browning X-Bolt rifle at McCoy Outdoor Company in Mobile at 3498 Spring Hill Avenue and take advantage of a $75 rebate through December 31st. Browning, the best there is. Live better. That's the mission for MedSouth of Foley, providing quality care and equipment to their patients for over 30 years. Visit MedSouth on McKenzie Street or call 943-9119. Improving lives and community. MedSouth in Foley.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, older accidents waiting for records at McCrary Road and Corley Lane in Sims. Also still waiting there at Kushla and McLeod Road and Marshall Road. That's an 8 mile where the car left the roadway at Highway 43 in Salco. So far, Tillman's Corner and Theodore, light traffic and no problems across the Bayway. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
I thank you, Kane. Clouds hanging out, rain in the mix for our day today. More detail coming up. Dr. Bill, about 10 minutes from right now, heading for a high of 64, 57 now at our studios. And time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, my Satsuma friend.
Yes, a nice Jenga. You can check it. Go to the Twitter feed. I have a picture of a Satsuma Jenga going on Kelly's microphone. Check it out at FM Talk 106.5.
Nice tease there. Appreciate that. It's so good, and it smells so good in studio, too. Just want to put that out there. Hey, did you know that there is new leadership in the Alabama Senate as Democrats have chosen their leaders for their current four-year term? Senator Bobby Singleton, he will serve as Senate Minority Leader. Senator Vivian Figures of Mobile, she was elected chair of the Legislative Black Caucus, which includes both senators and House members, which is a two-year role. A House member will chair the Black Caucus the following 2 years, as is customary. The senators also elected Senator Linda Coleman Madison as Minority Caucus Chair. Senator Figure says, quote, I am very excited to work with all members to develop an agenda with goals and objectives to move Alabama forward. Together, we will explore all opportunities as we strive to raise all of our boats so that we can be the best that we can be. Republicans hold 27 of the 35 Senate seats. When it comes to the new legislature, they will meet in an organizational session that begins January 8th. The regular session kicks off March the 5th. Mobile police made an arrest in the early morning hours in West Mobile. This happened on Wednesday. 20-year-old Clayton Brown III of Theodore. He's being held on a first-degree robbery charge at Metro Jail. Police confirmed that around 3:30 a.m., that is when authorities responded to the Chevron gas station on Theodore Dawes Road in reference to a robbery complaint. The victim stated that an unknown male entered that location with a gun and demanded and took money before taking off in a white pickup truck. Officers spotted that truck in the area and took Brown into custody. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you very much. 7:25. A story from WPMI about LDOT and the demolishing of 9 buildings in conjunction with the project for the Mobile River Bridge. Now, I will put it this way. I will not disclose who I can tell you, but I mean, a politician who I challenged on the air when they told me that construction and dirt moving would start in 2019, mm-hmm. or maybe earlier on the project. And my eyes rolled like like tires on a truck going 70 miles an hour. Because I'm cynical. Not that I'm anti-bridge. I've just heard this so many times. Well, let me give some credit where credit is due. Alabama Department of Transportation will demolish 9 buildings at the intersection of South Emanuel Street and Canal Street and Canal Street and South Royal in preparation for construction of the Mobile River Bridge and Bayway Project. Demolition of the existing structures will allow for the archaeology work to begin ahead of the construction of the Bridge and Bayway Project. Demolition is already ongoing on the 300 block of Conception in downtown Mobile. ALDOT said traffic will not be impacted during the demolition. However, drivers who obey posted speed limits and be aware of crews in the area. So they are moving dirt. They, while it's demolition, they are moving dirt.
You know, that sounds like small apples, but that's a huge deal.
It has been forever, Dalton. It has been this discussion of the bridge project. Those who have been watching this for, y'all remember 10 years ago, it's an environmental thing and it's another, and then it's a comment period, and then it's a comment period on the comment period. It's been going on forever.
Yeah, anytime you have a big project, something that seems impossible, like it's going to take, I don't know, 10 years to finish, like a bridge, for instance, the best thing to do is just get started some form or fashion, and then things kind of roll from there. So this could be the beginning of the bridge. That's amazing.
Yeah, so they are moving dirt with this, at least in the form of demolition. And this story from the Mirror UK, recent poll asked, what age does your Christmas spirit peak? This
4
is pretty interesting. There's 4. Kelly?
Probably about 6.
Okay, and I would have said, I would have gone older. I would say probably 11. According to the survey, 14.
Okay.
Poll asked people about, in addition to that, it says it probably goes back up a little bit. You get another resurgence of Christmas spirit when you have children. And I agree with that. That absolutely, you get to be like in your 20s or 30s. If you don't have kids, you're like, I do Christmas and stuff. it's like you kind of over it. And then you have children enter the world and you're like, oh, this is great. This is really great. So the poll also asked people about old holiday traditions and whether they still do them or not. Here's 5 traditions that are now considered outdated by this poll. I would say, well, we'll go down the list and see what you think. Going door-to-door singing Christmas carols. I don't do that. I think that would also probably be seen as harassment or trespassing.
You know what? That happened when I lived in Kansas City.
They were caroling?
People were caroling because we never answered our door.
Right.
The strangest hours. And people came to the door and they were caroling and the kids were just staring. We were all just staring at them.
Like, what are you doing?
Like, what are they doing? We're taking pictures.
Number 2 on their list, making a gingerbread house.
Okay. Yeah.
We have done that this season.
Have you?
Yeah. Well, we do that. So there's a current gingerbread house that's being consumed by the children in our house. Number 3, drinking eggnog.
I do that.
Now it's spiked.
Yeah, though, of course, that's why you would drink it. Number 4, hanging mistletoe.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, haven't done
that
in years.
I got a new husband here.
That's right. They got the whole tree. Not just and this one, tipping your mailman.
Yes.
You do that. Yeah, so they say that's an outdated. We still do that.
And garbage people, too.
Yeah, all the different people like that you tip. I know that was outdated.
Hairdresser.
They said gaining popularity, though, Secret Santa, gift exchanges, and ugly sweater parties. Can we just include those and keep the old traditions as well? Just expand? All right, be right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. An employee in the Escambia County, Alabama Sheriff's Office is found dead in her home. The Bruton Standard reports the State Bureau of Investigation is working the case as a homicide. The employee has been identified as Carrie Schultz. Investigators have identified a person of interest in a Pensacola homicide. Deputies want to talk to Christopher Rankine about the shooting death of Jose Rodriguez. Rodriguez was shot to death Tuesday night on North S Street. If you have an outstanding warrant in Fairhope, you can clear it up next week without going to jail. The city is holding an amnesty day next Wednesday. Cases ranging from minor drug offenses to theft of property can be cleared with a payment plan or probation. Fairhope has 1,500 outstanding warrants on the books. McDonald's has announced it will reduce the use of antibiotics in its beef. McDonald's is one of many restaurants that uses antibiotics to treat sick animals in its supply chain. The fast food restaurant says it will make the change by 2020. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Wrap up savings at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Matching rebates up to $400 on all Browning Pro Steel safes in stock. The right Browning safe at the right price till December 31st at Mike Ward's. Just look for the giant yellow safe at I-65 and Moffitt in Mobile. Waiting to buy a Liberty safe from Ward's? Well, now's the time to purchase with 0% interest for 18 months with approved credit. Take advantage of this offer through December 31st. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 and Moffitt Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
President Trump is threatening to shut down the government if Congress doesn't give him money for a border wall. The president has long said that Mexico would pay for the wall. This morning, Trump is tweeting that the NAFTA replacement deal he's making with Mexico is saving the U.S. money. Therefore, Mexico is already paying for the wall. The president wants $5 billion in funding from Congress. China has confirmed it has detained two Canadian men, saying they were being held on suspicion of endangering national security. Correspondent Will Ripley tells us more about them.
You have Michael Spavor, a businessman who travels back and forth to North Korea, very famous for bringing Dennis Rodman to North Korea back in 2013. And you have Michael Kovrig, an ex-diplomat, very well known in China, lots of high-level political connections.
China's action follows the Trump administration's request that Canada detain a top Chinese tech official for possible extradition to the U.S. Wall Street futures are higher ahead of the market's open. I'm Evan Haining.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Virgin Galactic will try to send a rocket-powered plane up to 50 miles into the atmosphere today, close to what's considered the edge of space. If it succeeds, it could move Richard Branson's company closer to space tourism than its competition, Jeff Bezos's Blue Origin. The Wall Street Journal reports China's top planning agency and senior policy advisors are drafting a replacement for Made in China 2025. President Xi Jinping's blueprint to make the country a leader in high-tech industries, including robotics, information, and clean energy cars. People briefed on the matter say the new program would include greater access for foreign companies. The old Brady Bunch 70s ranch house will be renovated in a 2019 HGTV show featuring the six original Brady siblings. The actual actors who played the brothers and sisters will each team up with an HGTV designer to redo a different part of the house. The Dow gained 157, the S&P added 14, the NASDAQ composite jumped 66, futures are mixed.
When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for four straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in advanced manufacturing, cybersecurity, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan as the most improved state for business. To learn more, visit MichiganBusiness.org.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years.
He was in big trouble.
We're going to take your house, garnish your pay.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm, and rated A+ by the Better Business Bureau.
I don't owe the IRS anymore. It was because of Optima Tax.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-682-9964. 800-682-9964.
Optima Tax Relief.
Buying or selling a business,
business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintrot and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. And good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So cloudy this morning. I guess this is the start of our rain day.
Yeah, and of course, mild temperatures, too. After we had some 30s and 40s in the morning, then we're in the 50s this morning. We're going to warm into the 60s this afternoon, around 65 degrees, which would be nice and mild. But also, we've got rain in the forecast. We've already had some showers around. There are showers out over the Gulf of Mexico that are heading northward to the coast. We're going to see that through the day. And all of it's due to a storm system out in Texas that's giving us this southerly wind and all the moisture coming into the Gulf Coast. That storm will track on through northern Mississippi and northern Alabama and under Tennessee in the next 24 to 48 hours. And that means rain for our area. So today, mostly cloudy and a good chance for showers. Showers be more numerous this afternoon and high in the mid-60s. Tonight, showers and maybe even a few thunderstorms around tonight. Low will be in the low 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy day and a few showers, mainly during the morning, and temperatures will be in the mid-60s. But then cooler air comes in later in the day, and we drop into the mid-40s Friday night. Saturday looks good right now, partly cloudy, upper 50s, and then mostly sunny in the low 60s on Sunday. So the rain should be out of the way for the weekend.
All right, finally. As we thought, the last two have been rainy, so Yep. We have a good one on the way.
Yeah, it looks really good and a little bit cooler, but nothing real cold. Temperatures over the weekend night will be in the 40s, and that's just about the way it should be this time of the year.
Are you in the macro view, are you seeing anything that shows any other outbreak of cold? I mean, is the polar vortex in play, Dr. Bill, or is it just kind of normal?
Not yet. It looks like we'll have seasonable temperatures here for the next, at least the next week. And after that, we'll just have to see. But right now, it looks like at least through the middle of next week, we'll be close to normal.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Also, I don't know if I have a prize for it, but this is your down-home competition in the morning. So we talked about mistletoe a second ago.
Yes.
How do you, and we're not going to answer because we're going to put it up on the text line. Okay. How do you acquire mistletoe? How do you get the mistletoe from in the tree? Let me know on the text line, 343-0106. How do you get the mistletoe from up in an oak tree to get it down for holiday decorations? What's your favorite method? And then we'll add in ours coming up. 737, we'll check traffic next.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have accidents now off of Carroll Plantation at Catherine Hankins Drive. That's going to be in Theodore. No injuries involved, but it does involve a school bus and a black vehicle. State troopers have had several minor fender benders, but they're out of the roadways now as well. Hobbytown USA on the corner of Airport and Schillinger Road in Mobile is your one-stop shop for everything fun for Christmas. Great deals on remote-control vehicles from ECX, Parkzone, and ProBoat, telescopes, and even drones starting as low as $23. Hobbytown USA in Mobile. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
I love it. I love this audience. I love y'all. 738 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. As other people are saying, but you're What's your favorite Christmas decoration? Then this show, this radio station, all y'all, we can ask questions like this and blow up our text line. And how do you get mistletoe? If you're going to put mistletoe up, how do you acquire the mistletoe? Mistletoe will be up in an oak tree, right? And you got to get the mistletoe. You even said during the break, you said you might lose your country card over this one.
You got
Clark County. I mean, and
I honestly didn't know we had mistletoe.
I thought the other way, like you meant getting a smooch.
No. I'm talking about
how you get it.
How you get it out. Now, people have talked about we have a wide range here of from, this will give it away, from rifles to shotguns to air rifles. But that is exactly how you get the mistletoe. You shoot the mistletoe down from the tree, which is really not the rifle. People are talking about using a 22 and stuff. I don't like that so much because the bullet angle is going up. So just for a second, the same way that it's dumb to shoot guns in the air at New Year's because the bullets, they do come back down, right? So shotguns a lot better for that. You select your shotgun. Marty's talking about a 410. 410's a nice choice for shooting a small bore shotgun like a 410 for shooting down. But if not, I mean, you get a 20 gauge with a tight choke, or even if you have to go 12, you can. But make sure you have a tight choke. If you live in the city limits, as I was tasked to do as a boy, I did not use the Daisy. I used the Crossman pellet rifle.
Nice.
And I was tasked with shooting down mistletoe, which left errant pellets, I'm sure. It's outside the statute of limitations flying down somewhere.
Knocked
in the city.
A couple squirrels out of the tree.
I got the mistletoe. So, yeah, overwhelmingly on the text line, other than a few people that have cherry pickers and climbing equipment, y'all are pretty cool. They go up there and get it that way. Everybody else, nice. Shooting it down with a 16 gauge. 16, it's a nice choice.
I want to see some pictures, though, because I need to better understand.
Down.
Because I'm okay with raising my hand saying I'm very, very city. And so the mistletoe that I see is what you purchase, you know, at the pseudo farm.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Get your own.
I want to see it in its complete form.
You know, people up in the Northeast and stuff go get their Christmas trees and do all that stuff. We do have that option a little bit around here. I know Fish River has their farm and all
that.
From
the Midwest, sir.
But we do go fetch our own mistletoe. This one, man, this is nice. Whoever you are, unnamed texter, I'm impressed because I spent a lot of time with pellet rifles shooting down mistletoe for my parents, but this person used a slingshot with one of the marbles. Okay, you win. If you did it with the slingshot. Donnie, you're right. We did this one too in our neighborhood, the tried and true brick and rope method where you throw it up over and rip it down. Those are good as well. They're popping up on the text line. We'll keep up with these.
Yeah, you don't want to miss with that brick.
No.
It hurts when it comes back down.
That's true. Done that before as well. All right, 7:42 and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Because that's different than a brick house.
That's right.
Okay.
Mighty. Hang out.
So we have a race going between mistletoe and satsumas is what I'm understanding.
That's how we roll. This is how you do a Gulf Coast Christmas.
I'm loving it. And don't forget to check our Twitter feed so you can check out the pictures. I'm just saying.
Satsuma Jenga.
Oh, it's a new thing. Okay, so Kane talked about this in his last traffic hit. Our news partners, WKRG, gave a little more information about that accident in Theodore. They say Mobile police say that a school bus has crashed in Theodore. The bus hit a black vehicle on Carroll Plantation Road, very close to Hankins Middle School. No injuries have been reported. So if that's happening about this time, thankfully the children should be in school safely. Cannabis, marijuana, hash, whatever you call it, is back in the conversation here in the state of Alabama as our Attorney General, Steve Marshall, has updated a public notice on the legal status of CBD. It's a provision in the Farm Bill, which received final passage on Wednesday in Congress. The Farm Bill now legalizes industrial CBD beyond the pilot programs, which Congress first authorized back in 2014. According to the AG's office, CBD is derived from hemp and it contains no more than 0.3% THC, which is legal to produce, sell, and possess in Alabama. CBD can also be derived from marijuana. Hemp and marijuana are related, but hemp contains far less THC. The AG's updated notice also lets you understand the differences, and they clarify the exceptions created by the Alabama legislature, which passed Carley's Law in 2014 and Lenny's Law in 2016. This October, the Alabama Department of Public Health authorized the medical use of FDA-approved drugs which contain CBD to treat two forms of epilepsy. Okay, I know I asked this last hour, but it's on my mind. Like, who does this? Who breaks into a Dearborn YMCA here in Mobile? You know, this agency is known, according to the CEO, Colette Huff, they provide programs and services which help people improve their quality of life. So why would you disrupt that, you ask? Well, surveillance video captures a man using a rock to try to break into the front door around 3 a.m. When the rock doesn't work, he uses his entire body to slam through the semi-shattered door, like WWE-type body. Eventually, he gets in. He gets the flat-screen TV. But guess what? Police end up catching the suspect, who has been identified as 29-year-old Omar Knott. Officers arrested him, and he is right now sitting in Metro Jail. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. And just want to say, YMCAs are there to help you. If you need help, just go ahead and ask them. I'm sure they would help you. Wouldn't give you a flat-screen TV, but it would help you.
Let me offer one thing before we run the break here, too. Yes. Like to say to this person, the suspect here, young man, there's no need to feel down. I said, young man, pick yourself off the ground. I said, young man, because you're new in a town, there's no need to be unhappy. Mm. Young man, there's a place you can go. I said, oh no. Young man, 7:45, we'll be right back.
Feel down. I said, young man, pick yourself off the ground. I said, young man.
Holidays are here, and D&K is your gifting headquarters with suits as low as $3 for $1.99. The holiday suit package with suit, shirt, and tie is only $99. All suits in stock $129 and up, including Ralph Lauren, Michael Kors, and more, are buy one, get one half off. Overcoats, shoes, sweaters, and more in stock at discount prices. Box tie and bow tie gift sets, buy one, get one free. And gift cards are available, too. Holiday party? D&K has you covered with new arrivals of seasonal sport coats and accessories. This holiday season, shop D&K on the Beltline today, 665-7350.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Parents in Orange Beach are raising safety concerns about plans for a new portable campus next year. A new high school and middle school will open in Orange Beach in 2020. But with Gulf Shores splitting from the school district before that, students in Orange Beach will spend a year on a temporary campus with a new staff. Mayor Tony Kennan.
Our parents are really getting anxious. The timeline is getting short. They've got to make decisions.
The mayor says school officials should have more details for parents next month. A Northwest Florida teenager is arrested after taking authorities on a chase through Escambia County. A deputy spotted 18-year-old Jermaine Jackson driving a stolen car on Paulding Avenue. The deputy tried to pull him over, but Jackson sped off. Minutes later, he crashed. Two loaded handguns and stolen packages were found in the car. The case against a teenager accused of shooting a Mobile police officer heads to a grand jury. 18-year-old Dejon DeBose was in court Wednesday for a preliminary hearing. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kahn's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kahn's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. As we get ready for bowl season to begin, more players have announced their plans to enter the NFL draft. Memphis All-American running back Darrell Henderson said yesterday that he's leaving Memphis after his junior season to give it a shot in the pros. Unsure right now whether Henderson will play in Memphis's upcoming bowl game. He led the nation with 2,328 all-purpose yards and 22 rushing touchdowns. Ohio State defensive tackle Draymond Jones also announced that he'll forego his final season of eligibility to enter the 2019 NFL draft. He will play for the Buckeyes, though, in the Rose Bowl against number 9-ranked Washington on January the 1st. Speaking of the draft, the 2019 event will be held in Nashville, and yesterday the league announced the 2020 draft will be held in Las Vegas, Nevada. The Raiders will become the first NFL team based in Sin City when their stadium opens before the 2020 season. Prior to 2014, the NFL draft was traditionally held in New York City. Since then, the annual event's been held in Chicago, Philadelphia, and Dallas. And in the NBA last night, the New Orleans Pelicans beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 118-114. Pelican superstar Anthony Davis dominated with 44 points and 18 rebounds. Julius Randle pitched in 22 points for New Orleans, and Drew Holiday added 20. 10 minutes till 8 now. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's right here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel. Just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Carroll Plantation at Catherine Hankins Drive in Theodore, an accident without injuries involving a school bus and a black vehicle. They're moving it out of the roadway now and seeing heavier traffic starting to form off the airport, Spring Hill, also Government downtown near the Bankhead Tunnel. You're seeing some delays, but no other accidents in the roadways. Create lasting family holiday memories by traveling to the Gulf Coast premier Christmas tree farm, Fish River Christmas Tree Farm in Silver Hill, Alabama. See them at fishrivertrees.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and mild temperatures. Highs will be in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, showers, lows in the lower 60s, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
752 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. On the way, Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fisher Report. Right now, headlines with Kelly Finley.
All righty. Thank you, Sean. Quick headline for you. Just a reminder, police are looking for Maurice Jones. If his name sounds familiar, please let them know where he is, his whereabouts. He has a lengthy rap sheet, which includes domestic violence, kidnapping, reckless endangerment, and selling marijuana. He is accused of choking a woman so violently that she passed out, and he's also accused of holding her against her will inside of her own home, demolishing her cell phone so she couldn't call police. But the woman was able to get away and call for help. So Mobile police want you to know, be on high alert, because they think this man shows zero remorse and is a repeat violent offender. What will stop him from doing this again? He is described as 40 years old, 5'8", and weighs 220 pounds. If you have information, please call 251-208-7211. You do not have to leave your name, but you could help bring this person back to authorities where they have a conversation they'd like to have with him. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 7:54 and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Abrascato of the A-Team, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Check them out just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Christmas gifts galore for sports folks in your house, hunters, fishermen. You got people just like great quality clothing. They've got that. And most specifically, we'll talk about the gear Captain Bobby uses and what he's using to catch fish, because here he is. Hey, man.
Hey, good morning, gang. How are y'all?
Doing great, man.
Good.
Now, I've got to ask you this. Here we are next to Christmas here within 2 weeks. Tell folks, if they want to give a trip with the A-Team, they can do that right now. They can have something under the tree and take that trip later.
That's right. Yeah, you can just hit us through the website give us whoever's name you want to give the gift certificate to, and Miss Kim will customize it for you and email it back to you, and you just hand it to them, and then they can just book the trip whenever. So it's kind of like a layaway program type deal, you know, and like kind of like I like. Keeps me from having to go out to the store, so it's that kind of gift, too. Yeah.
That's right. It's a winner for sure. And let's talk about how fishing's been since last week. I mean, we had a lot of fresh water coming down the rivers.
Well, that's the bad news. You know, I mean, the Delta, you've been fishing up there longer than I have, but in the 12 or 13 years or so that I've been up there, this is the first year I've ever seen it stay flooded through the entire, you know, late fall into the early winter, and it's not getting any better. It's going to get worse before it gets better. You know, Barry's getting up around 8 feet, and the Tom's going to be about 30, and I think the Alabama's going to be over 40, and basically all that translates to a tremendous amount of fresh water coming down through the Delta. So the Delta, I think, from a saltwater standpoint, fishing standpoint, is pretty well done. I hope we get a shot at it, but it ain't looking good. The good news over towards the Mobile River side, that area's fishes pretty well until I think it gets up around 8, which is where it's getting right now, and there's been some really good catches, you know, in that area. You know, you fish some of those slips off the main river channel. The Theodore Industrial Canal is another place that's really kind of come to life here too. That's another place where you got that big water column, and there's big pockets of salinity, and then even still the tidal rivers, as long as we don't get a lot of rains with the system that's coming through right now, the local rivers have really been good, and that's kind of the go-to. You know, when the Delta gets shut down like it is right now, you can slip into the tidal rivers that line both sides of the bay and down through the Sound, and those hold enough salinity to get, you know, keep fish active through there. And then, you know, you always got if the weather's right, you can get out towards the mouth of the bay this time of year and fish some of the near structure and some of the bars at the mouth of the bay, and there's just a variety of fish that you can catch out there. So, you know, it's heartbreaking to lose the Delta, because mm-hmm. You know how you I know you love it, and I certainly have fallen in love with it, but you know, there's still a lot of opportunities out there. So and it's really been pretty good in some of those areas I was just talking about.
When you talk about our tidal rivers and, you know, going down the west side, the east side of the bay, how do you pick something like that apart? I mean, you say, okay, well, we're going to go to Dog River, we're going to Fowl River, we're going to Fish River, we're going to the Bayou somewhere. But how do you, where do you go?
You know, that's a good question. And you know, it kind of, to me, it kind of depends on the day. Like today, and when we're getting the weather that we're getting today, and the weather that we had yesterday where it starts to warm up, it seems like those fish get really more active on the flats, on the edges of the river channel. Where you get, like, early yesterday morning, we caught all of our fish in the river channels grubbing, you know. So you kind of have to kind of play the weather. But there's, you know, the thing I was telling the group yesterday, we started out slow, but the day turned into a good day. And, you know, the thing about those rivers, all the ones you just mentioned, once those fish are in there, they're not going anywhere. That's the thing. It's almost like fishing in a lake. They're not going to go anywhere. You just have to kind of dial into where they're going to be. And again, usually when I get like really cold, low water conditions, sometimes when it's real sunny, those fish seem to relate a little bit more to the edges of the river channels or the channels themselves. Whereas you get clouds, like we're having today, and some wind, they pull up onto those flats on the edges of the river channel. And a lot of the giveaway right now, there's no shrimp in those rivers to amount to anything. So the key, you got to really kind of key on the bait. And a lot of the bait that they're feeding on right now stays on the surface. That's pogies and mullet and that sort of thing. It's kind of a little easier to find them when you start watching for those kind of things.
Great tips, Captain Bobby. We will put them to use this weekend and check back with you next week.
Okay, old buddy. Y'all have a good weekend.
Will do. The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with that man right there, Captain Bobby Abrascato, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Go, you may see me there today. Go see the crew and get what Captain Bobby's throwing and catch those fish. We'll be right back.